podcast.
This episode is part two of episode three.
Hey.
What happens in this episode? I'm failing in Sweeney's class.
I'm failing in Miss N Styles.
You're trying to have a
because homeboy's smitten.
I'm smitten.
You're
She's
smitten
teaching me Spanish
with the beauty of the foreign language teacher.
For sure.
And Moses' favorite math teacher is replaced by a student teacher, Mr. Dren. Who's having a trouble dealing with the unruly class who doesn't respect him.
Yes.
But you respect him because your teacher's
pet. I make a plan to,
get him respect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, right off the top, let me look up. I think his name was Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
His name was Charles.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this actor who played Mr. Dren, I feel really bad. This was years after Ned's, and I was a little high, and I was out with some friends at some event, And there was a lot of people, and I was a little distracted, and I passed him, Charles, Mr. Dren, who I had worked with on Ned's, but it had been years since Ned's. Again, I was a little high, and I couldn't place where I knew him from. I just thought I knew him from a different show, and he's like, "I was on Ned's with you," and my heart shattered. I was like, "I'm an asshole.
I
feel so bad."
You truly didn't have that.
And Lost was one of our favorite shows.
Right.
No, I barely worked. Your teacher.
Exactly.
I didn't work with him a lot, and that's what I mean. I saw him. I was like, I know this man. And then my head just filled in a different TV show.
That happens. That does happen.
I know, but I did feel awful. I was like, "Fuck!" And it was kind of in passing. So as he said, it was Ned's. We were kind of already gone, and I still feel the shame of that. So, Charles, I'm sorry, man.
But I'm going to be really honest with you. Yeah.
Wait, so you said, "Hey, I know you from Lost."
You guys, people do that to me.
It does happen.
All the time.
Oh,
yeah, which ones do you get?
You're Christy Carlson Romano, right?
Oh, right?
Yes.
Halloween Town.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I got
Twilight
back in the day when really
Stewart.
Around.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody but me.
It happens.
And a lot of, Disney Channel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I get Chris Tucker randomly.
No,
I look nothing like
you look way beefier than
CT.
Beefier,
right?
Yeah.
No, he's kind of yoked these days.
Yeah. He stopped being skinny.
He got the fear of God.
Yeah. Charles Chun. Awesome. I just wanted to make sure I had his name. I want to respect you now, sir, because I was a little
Charles.
Idiot.
Shout out to Charles.
Also, Charles was hilarious in this episode and nailed it.
Yep.
Nailed the scene where he has
the
to
tone.
Yell at you. Nailed it. You guys being homies after.
Yeah, that switch was great.
Yeah,
really
great,
nice.
Great actor. Also, another one of these great adult actors treating us so well on set. So honestly, when that happened when I was a teenager, I was like, I feel like a fucking asshole.
Dang.
Yep.
Sorry, Charles. Shout out. Love you.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
Yeah. So, do you get recognized as anyone? Just Chris Tucker by foolish people.
Yeah, foolish people. It depends, man. You know, I get Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant.
Oh, wow.
All the general
brothers.
Just like, "Hey, you, I know a person that looks like it."
Oh,
come on. Get out of here, man.
Yeah. I definitely, at times, would get Mitchell Musa.
Okay.
Yeah, they'd be like, "I love you on Hannah Montana." And I'm like, perfect.
Yep.
And Mitchell and I have known each other since pre-Neds, pre-Hannah Montana. We knew each other at Oakwood when we were 12. So that always just made me laugh. I think he got me, too.
He got me too.
He got me.
But yes. Man.
That's fun. I don't know who I'm always surprised now. If people I feel so much older and bearded.
How could you
people
know me?
Recognize me, mask, sunglasses.
That's what I wanted to ask. A couple times with a mask on, someone's like, "Are you Ned?" And I'm like, how?
Yeah.
I have a mask. How are you seeing?
People don't mistake you for Cookie, do they?
Sometimes, but with the beard, I'm like, it should be hard. It depends. If I'm at some event where people are
that's different.
Yeah, of course.
No,
yeah,
where
yeah,
they
yeah, yeah.
different.
Yeah, but I can usually go under the radar.
Yeah, because you just like.
Then I surprise them later.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't even know you were. No,
I
fucking Cookie. But yeah.
I finally, I feel like I was waiting so long for my face to mature. Mm. I feel like I had a baby. I still do in some ways, but I feel like I'm finally at an age where I'm like, wow, I think I'm actually an adult because people aren't recognizing me as Ned often. There's people I'm around for a long time and it takes a while. Then they hear it from someone and they go, "What? You're," and I'm like, "Oh, I finally am not a little baby face.
Yeah.
I'm finally not a little cherub."
Yeah.
Feels good.
I will never get tired of hearing that I was people's first crush.
That is a nice thing.
So flattering.
I never get that.
Very often.
And you get it from guys and girls.
Very often. Yes.
Nice.
I get it from guys and girls.
Almost everyone who comments to me has that sweet thing.
Everyone who's ever seen me just says
they love me. Yeah.
And are obsessed with me and are attracted to me.
No,
I awaken people's sexuality.
Enough. No, but I'm like, that is like a flattering thing that will flatter me for the rest of time. Like, that is like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be on that list for people or whatever.
Yeah. No, that actually is. Like, it's sweet. Even on TikTok, it happens now. Like, oh my God, you were my first crush. It's like, oh, little old me.
Right?
Okay. Tell me more.
And then we rewatched these episodes and I was like, she was cute. Okay.
Hey. You were cute. I was crushing on you.
Right? Yeah. I had all those sweet little outfits going on, keeping everything covered. You know?
Yeah,
did you guys know that I had that issue?
What is
that
it?
That you had too much boob for
too
middle school.
Too much boob for middle school. Yeah,
because Daniel and I were the age we were on the show every season. Like when we were, when Ned and Moe's and Cookie were in sixth grade, Daniel and I were in sixth grade.
Yeah.
You were in, I think you were 2 grades older than us, even though only a year and 4 months.
Yes.
You were in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So you were more mature than your character. I didn't remember they had to like hide your boobs. I guess I do remember that.
Okay, so I was like, wow, Moe's really loved like one of our first fittings with Alicia. Moe's really loves the layering and the hoodie. And she's like, I was like, what? And she was like, you know, you're a little more developed. And so, and man, I swear I have been fondled by,
the costumer, because they constantly had to put the
top stick like right, you know what I'm saying? Like cover.
Moe's couldn't, and that's the thing we were talking about on other episodes is like, Ned's did have to be age appropriate.
Right.
It did have to be pure and innocent.
Too much sweet yams.
You couldn't have those sweet yams showing.
You know?
Yeah. You can have them. They just can't be showing that.
It made me very, like, conscious of them in a negative way.
Yeah.
And so.
You didn't like the yams. You wanted fewer
yams? Yams booty, right?
Yams was something.
Let's talk about what's our euphemism for boobies here?
The yams would be the.
Yams. What? I thought yams is booty.
I think sweet yams is all the way around.
Oh, yeah? Yams is... I thought yams was cheeks.
Yams is really the... But it can be whatever you want it to be.
What do we call these?
The cans?
Cans.
Give me the cans.
Yeah, quick cans with a Z.
With a Z, turn up.
Where were we?
So it made you aware of your cherries, your peaches.
In a negative way. Which is so funny because the next role that I played was this very, like, sex pot teenager on Aliens in America.
That's
where
right.
My stuff was like, you know what I mean? Like out and about.
So they were trying to accentuate it in that project.
Yes.
So you went from tucking it away, pure innocent little baby child.
Yep.
Right to.
And I was like uncomfortable. Hollywood, baby. I was like, oh, like they're looking. But and now that I look back, I wish I had just like enjoyed it more.
Yeah. But of course it's not, of course, that's a real unique situation as a young person getting aware of your body and then all of a sudden it's on camera and adults are tucking it or accentuating it.
Exactly.
No, that's weird.
Tucking it? Yeah, that's tough. Yeah.
That's weird.
Was tough?
No, I don't know.
I remember those days.
I remember having to take. Did you ever have any erection and stand up in like class? Or anything? Did that ever happen? When a teacher's like, yo, you got to get up and present. And you're like, oh,
nope.
I don't want to get up.
No. Nope.
That happened to me often.
Scott didn't give me a boner, man.
Oh, Scott. Oh, you're talking about in school on set. No, yeah. Actual school. Never? You never just... When you're like a kid, like...
Yeah, when you're getting erections that you can't control.
And it's like, wait, what is happening, first of all?
Yeah,
and then,
that happens to
I don't
dudes.
Want people to know this.
Yeah, for a while, you're
did
getting...
Did that happen to either of you?
Not
on set?
Ned's?
No. I don't remember.
It
I don't
has
remember on set
happened
or...
to me on set.
Yes. Did it happen in Ned's?
In Ned's, yeah, for sure. That was the first time I was getting erections, you know? And then it's the first time I'm just around, like, females often.
Right.
For sure,
Right. Oh, my God, I can't.
I mean, Logan Browning played my girlfriend on set.
Right? Okay.
So it was hard, you know, keeping myself composed.
Dang.
Yeah, you were smitten, dude.
I loved Logan Browning.
Okay. You're
beautiful.
Yeah, but she was just such a great person.
She really was. She's a chill person.
Yeah, chill person.
And also just, like, big, beautiful green eyes.
The cutest thing you've ever...
You just get lost, dude.
Dude, her, and she always gave me... another just great friend who's like a dog. Like, I have to dap her up. She just so such a G. Tristan Mays.
Yes, dude. Tristan is the shit.
Yeah, she's gorgeous, but she's like the bro,
yo,
man.
I hadn't seen her since Ned's, and then I'm doing this movie in 2016, I think, called Where's the Money with King Batch and like Logan Paul and shit. And Batch is friends with Tristan. So she came to visit him, and it was like, yo.
Lit.
It was so good to see her. She is the homie.
Yeah, and she was in love with you on the show, right? Or
her character.
Character was.
Yeah.
She worked with me on Zeke and Luther once,
no
too.
No way.
Yeah, I think she played Adam's, like, love interest or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, she
like
played,
that.
Like, some goth girl that was, like, obsessed with me and scary on Ned's, like, one episode. Yeah. But it was a trip to see each other as adults and be like, yo.
What was the
doing?
Line she had? Like, some she called you Mophead? Something like Mophead or something. I got we're not at that episode.
We'll get to that. Yeah. I think that's like third season when she was on. Second or third. I don't think it's first. So you had a crush on Logan. That's sweet.
Oh yeah, for sure. She was awesome. Teachers. oh yeah, I had a crush on Miss InStyle. So Cookie, if you haven't seen the episode.
I mean, basically the episode was you getting an erection.
Yeah, from Miss InStyle, you know, and I'm just drooling in this bucket. Now I remember I actually had a teacher. I think this wasn't until second season, but it was similar. So Cookie was just infatuated with this woman, and he has a drool bucket. He's just, and that's why he's getting an F every test he takes, because he just cannot focus with her. And so he tries all these methods to not. What was the tip you gave Cookie to avoid that?
Well, we did different things. Was just like, just focus on the work. Like, basically, you failed at everything until the end of the episode, and then it was just like, you got to transfer.
You got
to
transfer.
Like,
yeah.
If you're distracted, just transfer out.
Yeah.
You helped Mr. Dren get the responsibility and the respect of the class back. I like Ned's storyline in this. It was pretty funny. It's like he's trying all these things to get on Sweeney's good side to not fail.
Oh, yeah.
Kissing his ass, you know, like dressing like him, all these things. And the end of the episode, it's like, Ned, have you ever just tried doing the work?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was
and
a
I'm
good
like,
one.
Do the work. One.
Yep.
Do the work. And it's just such a good, pure, real life tip. Is like, yeah, you can try all the tricks, but you could also just do it.
Do it, yeah.
Do the work, you won't fail. You might not get an A, but you won't fail. This episode had another good line that I loved, and I think we would say it as an inside joke after this, was it was a Moe's line, I feel dirty just standing next to you. Because I said, I'm going to do something that's...
Teacher's pet.
I'm going to do something that no one likes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to become the teacher's pet, and it's like, no one likes the teacher's pet. I feel dirty just standing next to you.
I look like I'm about to break on the last part of that, so I feel like that was something funny that we could not, like...
Yeah, well, because this is where your comedy started to come out more. Like, you're so good at just being that, like, real grounded kind of straight man character, but then when you need to, like, you hit that line. You were also, like, covered in shit at the point, yeah. but you just hit that, like, I feel... Dude, he's just standing next to you. Like, you hit it.
Bruh.
Yeah, it's funny.
I loved any time that, obviously, anything extracurricular was added to my face, spitball, like, that pickle. Like, any time that you got to, like, you know.
Yeah.
Be
the mess.
Yeah, be the mess.
The kook.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's really, really fun.
But that's literally, this is another straightforward episode.
Man. I think they're all straightforward.
Yeah, they're 11 minutes of action-packed middle school comedy.
Right.
Yeah.
Back to your erections, Daniel.
My erections,
straight
yes.
Straight up.
Welcome back to Ned's Declassified Erection Survival Guide.
Erection Survival Guide.
With Daniel Curtis right Lee. On.
They're going to happen, all right? And you're not always going to survive that erection, okay?
Wow.
Have you guys ever just... Well, at school, you didn't really do the school thing, but did you? Yeah, no.
I mean, I did.
Were you
school.
Ever in love with, like, a teacher? Like, by any chance?
Nah, I never had a
crush. I had
only
this
a cousin.
Awesome teacher. Oh, well, damn.
Hold on. Hello, Nebraska.
No, but, like, you know what I mean? Were you guys never just, like,
attracted to my cousin?
No, that's. No, we can't do that on this podcast.
Wow.
We can't even bring it up.
Not attract. Like, when I was, like,
you had a little
9
flirtation.
Years old,
okay,
I was like,
okay. There was a little flirty.
You're cute, and, like, I'm your cousin. What does that mean?
It's like, you're the first boy I've ever met in my life.
Like,
it
yeah,
like.
And you're cute. Mm.
That's funny. Kind of funny. Maybe
it's kind
so
of funny. Maybe it's not so funny. Absolutely not meant with anything other than the innocent idea that was. And
no, there's a whole
probably
thing. No, there's a whole thing with cousins. I watched a stand-up special from this girl that my sister went to college with. I think her name's Delaney something. She did this whole stand-up bit about, I think that her parents are cousins or someone in her family is like a cousin couple adults. On top of the stand-up bit, she did this like YouTube kind of like funny, weird exploration of like cousins who have gotten together. And maybe they're like more removed than like first cousins, right? They're like more down the line. But apparently, there are some cousins out there who are just together, man.
I mean, a lot of royal families kind of did that.
Yeah.
Right? Is that
the thing? Yeah, but we're this is way outside the monarchy.
You say ain't royals here.
This is just freedom, baby.
Dang. Mm-hmm.
This is just freedom, Daniel. You look disturbed.
I feel
like
disturbed. I mean, it's very taboo in my mind.
It is.
It is.
That was
the whole exploration. That's the consensus.
That was
good.
The whole exploration on.
So back to my erection, my
cousin inspired erection.
No. This was a teacher. Okay. Miss Aga, she was my physics teacher. First of all, I just loved that I had made it into physics. I think was it sixth grade, seventh grade, something like that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. So I was feeling like I'm good, and then I'm like, this is my reward. I got this beautiful Miss Aga or whatever. And I just remember
she was late with me.
I wish. No, she's married and has children now. She's a really great woman. I really respect her. But yeah,
hormonal.
Yeah, and I was just like, every time I went to her class, I'm like, let me rush to sit down because the erection's calling my name before I even get to class. Whenever we had to present a project, sometimes I'm like, hey, I cannot, I will not do that. I'm not gonna stand up.
No.
Can't stand up.
Dude, this time of life is so, I mean, I think that's why Ned's means so much to so much people is it was like, this innocent entertainment that spoke to people through this awkward time. And obviously we didn't cover erections in Ned's, but like, this is the shit. This is a funny, weird, slightly innocent, but like, this is the time where you start crossing the threshold with your hormones.
Yeah.
And yeah, as young boys, like once that testosterone starts popping, like you can't control shit.
You know, and you guys were like, touchy people, like the whole show kind of was like a touchy thing, and you know we're doing like we hugged everybody kind of
everybody family.
And certain times I'm just like,
I did not get a two armed hug from you until recently.
Hold on, but now it makes sense.
Yeah,
he was trying to hide his erection without you touching his erection.
Daniel was
a side hugger and a lean hugger.
I was taking it all personal.
Yeah, Daniel was not about the touchy intimacy. Now I know why. You were fucking erect.
You were just turned on by everything.
Everything. Anything moving. Like, everything's a yam. Oh, no.
Knox, you better stop shaking that little
person. Stop shaking that thing, man. Oh my God. Bro. It's getting me excited.
Oh my God.
Puberty, growing up in front of TV. Yeah.
So you were just getting erections all the time and you still waited till 18 to have sex. God bless.
Yeah, God bless, man. I was a repressed young youth.
Wow. You know? No, dude. I think that's just like responsible.
Yeah, religion will do that.
It's like
waiting
till your parts are like...
fully developed, because then you're just going to embarrass yourself. Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? You got to have a... I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wasn't... I'm glad I wasn't getting erections on set.
Erections only happen when you wanted them to? Is that like your...
I guess I don't remember a ton, but I would
erect
have remembered
on command.
The shame. No. I just don't remember them like popping up. I think said I was focused, you know?
You're focused?
Did you
That's
ever
good.
Hit... what about any of your professors?
Did I ever hit any of my professors?
No, hit on any of your professors for
In
your
college?
Linguistics degree?
Yeah, what about them? Oh, did I like them?
Yeah, did you hit on them?
Oh, hit on them. Yeah. I thought you like, did I smash them? Did I hit them? Linguistics professors aren't the best looking.
Right.
People. No. Well, you know what? This young lady, one of my teachers, she was like, it was for Mandarin. I just did it as like, I didn't need it. But one of my Mandarin teachers was really cool. I think she was just exotic. Mm. And I don't know, that excites me a little bit. I like the, I like foreign languages and finding ways to communicate. And it's almost like, you know, that sexual tension and energy is a communication in itself. You know?
Oh, it's amazing.
So you I enjoy that.
Let your body do that.
Let your body do the talking.
How can.
You know
what
I mean? Yeah. But,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I never had attractions to teachers, but I was too young.
Yeah.
There weren't teachers to be attracted to.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Do you guys have memorable teachers? Like, I definitely feel like, especially in public school, I mean, we already talked about Scott Plimpton, who was our legendary tutor on set, who was such a great educator. There are teachers in my life.
Yes.
Who, like, just, like, left a mark. Like, they were the pure essence of what a good teacher teacher to children is. They actually are making sure to get you engaged. They're not just like speaking at you. They're really trying to get through to you. I feel like I had a few, throughout any public school era, I feel like often they were my like social studies teachers. I don't know why. It was like the teachers who were teaching about like history and people. Yeah. Often were the ones who like got through in a really cool way.
So I'm gonna put you on the spot. Oh yeah, teachers. I'm gonna put you on the spot, Devin. So these teachers who meant so much to you, do you remember any of their names?
Yeah. Oh, good. Miss Anderson. She oh, nice. Was a memorable oh, one.
He just made that up.
I did not.
Okay, I'm sorry. What grade was this?
That was like seventh grade. Mr. Anderson. That was like seventh grade social studies. She was amazing.
Seventh grade social studies.
You mean mystery.
At River Trail Middle School.
Nice. River Trail.
He made up the school too. I'm sorry, go ahead. Oh God.
Nope, River yes. Trail Middle School out there in Georgia.
Nice.
We had cows outside a window.
Oh, nice.
And Miss Anderson brought it. She brought it to us. She brought the lessons to our souls, man.
Right on. Yeah, every school I went memorable. To starts with Saint.
Oh, really? Yeah, you Catholic did all the Catholic school.
All
things.
That Catholic stuff.
All that good Catholic
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I got it good.
What are the best things about Catholic school?
Is it the guilt or the shame?
Just the level of like work. Like when I came out here from, because I left in the middle of seventh grade. And what we were doing in Nebraska at seventh grade and then what they were doing here at seventh grade was...
Oh, you were further along?
So drastically different. Yeah. Mm. Just like the curriculum was... And the teachers were just quality, dude.
Yeah.
Mm. And not only with what they could teach, just like with their essence.
Yeah. You know? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And it so matters. I got a lot like that. But Mrs. Magnuson... Yeah. Mrs. Magnuson... Nice. You had it out for me in third grade.
Oh, Miss Magnuson.
And you hurt my feelings so much. Dang. You were the only teacher that made me feel unsafe in a classroom. You were mean. That's all. Hope you no longer teach. And God rest you if that has happened.
But I was going to say, some of our teachers might not be alone.
No. That's okay. That doesn't give you a pass. Posthumous, like...
Yeah. Accountability.
Accountability. Thank you. Yeah. And hey. I just mean, okay, no. This woman terrorized me for saying, but... Like, that was the kind of school that I went to. Like, but was a horrible. Yeah. Like, and then she literally reamed me out in the hallway. Me and my friend Sean Murphy, we were just always laughing, being stupid. And we were coloring in the scenery for the play. And like, I did the grass instead of this way, I did it this way.
I said vertical. Do it vertical.
She got so mad.
Well, that is really dumb.
What? Still.
Grass doesn't grow like this.
I mean, come on now.
We got to draw the line somewhere.
I just. I mean, she terrorized me.
Dang.
I was just this student. I knew, yeah.
No, that is an awful thing that does. That does happen to kids. If a teachers wield power, and especially that young, if a teacher like shames you and makes you feel dumb,
the first outside
sticks.
Person in my life who told me to flat out shut up, and I was like, because that's just not something that I find that
she
to be
said.
The most offensive
hold on, shut up. Grass grows vertically, you little idiot.
And when she talked to me in the hallway, it would be this close.
Oh, no. Like, oh, no. She that's really... abusive.
I hate when people are trying to sell fear. It's like, yeah. Don't sell fear to me. Explain to me why your method is better than mine.
Yes.
And explain to me...
Why are you upset? And how is this...
Yeah. Explain to me why I'm out of bounds.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, what am I doing?
And be cordial about it. Keep... Yeah. Don't come up on me all over my face. No,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
Don't do that.
No, that's the thing. Not everyone can wield power, man.
No,
it corrupts people. Not everyone
yeah.
knows how to wield that responsibility. Because that's the thing. You have to strike a balance as a teacher of maintaining respect, reprimanding people when you need to, but also these are children. You need to educate them. You need to help them going forward and just like yelling in your face.
And it sucks Yikes. Because I can understand where a teacher could get resentful and short and that consistent, you know, positive, good attitude and you're holding space for 30 people.
Yes.
Plus another
children.
30 who come into your class, like switching classes.
Yeah.
Plus the rest of your, you know,
life.
Student bot. Like,
yeah.
So it's a lot. All right, Mrs. Magnuson, I'm sorry, but you really weren't in an environment like that. There was a bomb where we lived.
Yeah. Just had it.
Maybe she was going on some stuff in her personal life. I gotta give it. And I know. But it just, I will never, never forget the impact that she made on my life. Because it was the first really negative school experience that I had.
Damn. And for real, that shit can stick. Like, you hear it from adults, like, oh, a teacher told me I was dumb or like wasn't gonna go anywhere, and it took me a long time to realize that wasn't like absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, kids internal, you internalize that shit. Mm-hmm. So if a teacher makes you straight up feel dumb or bad, like, you're gonna
like
take
she
that.
Hurt me.
Yeah.
Dang.
You know?
Miss Kogan, that was my teacher. I remember she was like a history teacher, and I really loved history at the time. I'm not a big history buff now because there's so much, you know, fluff out there and everybody's trying to drive their own narrative, yada yada. But she was my history teacher at the time, and this was while I was on NEDS. I was in sixth grade, and I was from Mississippi, and we had this thing where you address your like elders as sir and ma'am. And for whatever reason, she thought that me calling her ma'am was insinuating that she was like old or something like that. And she was like, don't call me that. And you're always just causing trouble. And she just really blew up on me one day. And you know, I'm just like, yo, that
ma'am
was
is
not
a sign of respect.
Yeah, I was just trying to respect you. And she's like, well, don't talk back. I'm telling you. And I'm like, I'm just trying to explain to you what my actions were. And she just yelling. And I was like, you know what? F you. And I flicked her off. And I was like a cult hero to, you know,
no.
All the kids in my school. Yeah,
you were a bad boy cookie, dude.
Is that when you got detention?
You know what? That was an instance where I got detention. I did get.
Did you put on a velour jumpsuit?
Oh no, I should have. I should have.
I can't imagine.
Kyle, do you know what I mean?
Like, I know. I can't imagine.
Crap.
I never. No.
She was being unfair.
No, she was being unfair, man. And I was like, you're just mischaracterizing me.
Yeah.
I did not appreciate that at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Especially when I was showing her a sign of respect. Like, if it was someone who was a teacher who just had it out for me, I would have felt the way.
Dude,
but I was
ma'am
like,
ma'am is literally like a sign of politeness. Like, it's a term of, it's like a term of reverence. It's
yeah, it's an honorific.
An
yeah.
And then still just like doubling down on the like,
you're
not
wrong,
even
listen to
pulling
me.
It back and being like, I'm sorry or whatever.
Yeah.
Just doubling down and you know what I mean?
She could have just explained it or at least heard me out.
Yeah.
What I was saying.
Snipping
and I'm like,
at somebody, but then continuing the snip is different.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that. But yeah, that was, I was notorious for that. I was a kid that flipped off Miss Kogan.
Wow. So you got some middle school street cred at that
point. Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
Wow. Well, you were on TV. You were flicking off teachers.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know this side of you, man.
Yeah, man. You know?
In and out.
Been an in,
and
in
you
and
didn't,
out
and you still didn't make the hottie list.
Still didn't make the hottie list. No, was not cool enough for the, hottie list, no.
Wow.
Damn.
I can't believe that was a real thing.
Like an actual hottie list?
Yeah.
I can't
people
either.
Did it.
That seems so, like, movie.
No,
seems
but
so
I think
movie time.
People perpetuating what they'd seen on movies. I'm like, the only reason they have one,
right.
Oh, burn books.
The burn books
and
from Mean Girls. Yeah. Yeah, that's such a good movie plot, but I never saw a burn book.
No.
But I guess people then create it. They're like,
yeah. No, I've seen people write stuff on stalls,
sure.
But it's usually that quote, like, here I sit brokenhearted, tried to shit, but only farted. And I think I've seen that on so many bathroom walls.
I have never been graced with that.
Yeah,
ever.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
You've never heard that?
Never.
Oh, it's great. All through the South, at least.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, yeah. I forget what it used to be. I don't really hold.
Tried to shit,
the
but it was only a fart.
Yeah. Here I sit, brokenhearted. Tried to shit, but only farted.
Here I sit, brokenhearted.
Listen, guys, I hate to get on this topic again, but have you ever shit your pants as an adult?
Dude!
So you guys, we have to steer it away from it.
I'm saying dude, like, I can't believe you'd ask something like that.
Yeah,
but
you're also saying dude,
saying
like,
dude.
You've been there.
Hey, no, because when you asked about, have I ever had mishaps in the bathroom, I've had some late arrivals to the bathroom.
Hold on,
your plane's delayed. What's a delay? I mean, you show up late, and you got to deal with the consequences. And it seems like that, you know, it just wants to jump right out, right when you get to the door. You grab the keys.
It's almost unbearable when you're trying to undo the door. You're like,
yeah.
I am surrounding space and time right now.
Yes, exactly. Like, oh my God. Like, yeah, time slows down.
I can feel the universe expanding, but unfortunately not my gut. Like,
oh my God.
Wow.
You try to time
all right,
it out.
I'm going to tell you, all right, this is another just like traumatic thing that's like a bodily function that happened in a class with my math teacher.
Okay.
I got my period for the first time.
Oh. Oh.
Wait. Mom only gave me these really thin pads, and it turns out I do have a heavy flow.
Oh, it turns out.
And not that you'd think the first one would be like a little like.
Yeah, like a little like starter. A trickle, yeah, like, a little shallow end.
Strawberry
dropped into the deep.
<It's> just, strawberry meringue.
So I literally am armed with this piece of paper for my first period.
Wow.
And I get up before we even are out for lunch, and I'm just. Like not okay down there.
Dang.
And I go in the bathroom and I'm like, there is a fucking
ooh,
ring of blood.
Dang.
Had to have my mom bring me some other pants. Was mortified at the time, but truly, I have become such an advocate for periods. Like they're one of the most cleansing, wonderful things in the
natural
world.
Natural.
Yeah.
And free bleeding is like my favorite thing to do now.
What
so unfortunately, I couldn't appreciate it.
What is
then.
Free bleeding?
So free bleeding means that you're either wearing some thinks or something
that
where
just,
you can just
nothing's inside. You're just letting it out.
And then some people literally like take towels to work and stuff and like put stuff in their thing and free bleed. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I don't do that.
Wow.
But
isn't a towel the same as a pad though at that point? Like
yes.
A pad is technically
yeah, no, but
bleeding,
I've
right?
had
but
it
you're
up.
Saying
I've
not,
had it up.
Not,
diaper
not
me up
tampons.
All day long. I do not care. Like, only when I have to.
Well, there's
do
like
I
a bunch
that.
Of toxicity coming
yeah.
up.
Yeah, and there's
yeah,
all
you
these new.
Get it out, right?
There are all these new methods, but like the free bleeding literally feels like you're like cleansing this whole area.
Wow.
I can't explain it.
Wow.
You know, like it feels lighter.
Liberate
when
yourselves,
it's done.
Ladies. It's 2022.
Yeah. It's natural.
I mean, that was definitely a thing that like. Especially at middle school, like periods were such a shamed, like, don't, like, boys are like, a tampon.
Yeah.
And girls have to feel like all fucking weird about it. When again, this is something that's going to happen every fucking month, couple weeks. It's so
and
natural.
You,
don't shame natural fucking things.
I remember being so embarrassed. Like if you had to go to the bathroom, like you either had to make a habit of going to the bathroom with your purse, even when you didn't have your period. Or people would know when you took your purse to the bathroom that you were going to do that. Or they made even tampons that are like this big. So you're just like, you like sneak it out. Like some sort of like
thing that's hidden.
And I get it. We're not just like, like it's not a tampon party. But it's also like not this ignorant. When I hear people who are so still grossed out, I'm just like.
Your mama
I literally
made
never
you.
Want to look in your direction ever. You are so ignorant and just.
Yeah.
You will never vibe with me on this planet, ever, if you can't appreciate a period. And I just get so annoyed.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like
just,
it's such
again,
a little.
It's such a natural human thing. It's
but like, it's us trying to mask the human, like we said in the other podcast.
Exactly.
We're trying to mask what is
natural.
Yeah.
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 I'm not for that. It's something we do or society has done and conditioning has done that as you age, like you have to come into, look at what's natural about you and like. If you are holding a bunch of shame and guilt around that, like around a period.
Yeah.
So every month you're setting up a cycle of shame, like around something that you cannot stop and is actually good for you. Like,
yes.
Yeah, no, you got to kick that habit for sure. But it sucks
that
society.
It makes me sad when I hear girls be like, oh, my period. Like everybody laments it as this like this cross that we were. And I'm just like, I love it. It's exhilarating if you really tune into like, I know this is a lot, but like. The feeling and process that's going on within you, it's genius. It's amazing.
Sure.
And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think the fact that we're more worried about how our clothes are going to look if we have to wear a different type of, like, you know what I mean?
Sure. This happened to a girl in my middle school. She happened to be wearing all white at the time. Yep. Got her first period. And I remember she like covered herself in some type of way. The teacher helped her like out quietly, but then we were all kind of confused at what happened. And then one of the kids like looked over and there was like blood like in the seat. And so she got so much shit for like doing some, like she had to call her mom to get clothes, right? Like
shit
got all sorts of shame for this thing. That's like, oh no.
Dang. That's weird. How do we get society to move past this erroneous kind of judgment?
I would like to think that more and more people are just kind of waking up to kind of natural things.
Oh, letting people know about the free bleeding. Yeah,
I think all of that is expanding as we
people. Like I said about the Me Too movement a little bit back, and I literally don't mean anything divisive like against that. It's just my opinion. But women also have to take back periods for themselves. Do you get what I mean? By like, you're exhibiting a shame that society has put on you, and yet those periods are going to bring you the very thing that's going to fulfill your life in like your 20s, right? The thing that you want so, so much is like, you know, and it's, I don't know. Yeah, it just hurts me that this literally sacred time, like it's some wild shit that goes
ties us to the lunar cycles, right? Like all of this, and we want to detach ourselves and put ourselves on some grid, some man-made grid and calendar, like
No, I agree. So I think like just more as the female accepts this, like not this narrative of perfection anymore, which is like the point I think we're like moving towards, at least here. The more we all just embrace the feminine, Mother Earth, I think the better that understanding will just come. I don't think it's about educating people about periods necessarily. About educating people about so much more than periods. Acceptance of
natural processes and embracing them, getting to know them, getting to know our own nature.
And we're losing now I'm getting into self-sufficiency, and this is a whole other thing, but I mean, it just feels so strange that we as humans have chosen not to really adapt to nature in a way that is like holistic.
Yeah. Right.
We want to compartmentalize things and just build some infrastructure that is completely detached from nature. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying be a nudist or some crap like that, but I think we do have to rethink these norms that we've set up, and they might not be as sustainable as we think.
For sure. I mean, society has like abstracted itself away from nature and tried to like conquer nature, and there's clean a bunch of systems dirty. That are removed from what our biology evolved in nature, like our biology evolved in it, working with it, doing it. Like when I go like camping even, and I like cook over a fire, something in me feels good and natural and primal. It takes way longer. It's way harder. You put way more effort into it, but then it feels better to eat it. Like,
oh yeah.
And yeah, we're so far removed from any of that shit.
Yeah, but naturally processing things, like even just the fact that you can just go and buy a hamburger, it's like, but you couldn't kill a cow yourself. Yeah. You couldn't even tear through the hide, probably.
No. Yeah. No, and probably wouldn't want to be honest.
Yeah,
I would eat berries for the rest of my life. Honestly,
had to kill. Yeah,
honestly,
it would be intense. It would hurt. So I guess it's on each individual person to like return as best you can to as much of your nature and like not hold shame for things like girls pooping. Like if it's natural, like fuck, man, don't have a complex about it, an erotic thing that like you're wrong for just existing.
Yeah. If it makes your life easier, I get it, but if it's not...
I don't know if it's like a thing where it like puts men and women on the same plane or just like you have, I don't know, really having to take in the feminine. I don't even know exactly what it is. Like, yeah, I guess just an ornament. Like that's what women are like, I don't want to do that anymore. But it's really a complicated, even biological process that is slow.
Growing up is a long...
So slow, but it goes so fast.
Yeah, and it's a process of like many different cycles, and things come, nothing's linear, shit comes back around, even us sitting here being back together.
Right?
Like,
strange, yeah.
Strange, man. Like it's a new cycle that's like coming back from the past, and that is what happens in our lives. You come back to maybe a similar point, but you're in a different place, so things land differently, mm-hmm. things play out differently, you have a different perspective. And yeah, man, I just like root for all of humanity to keep like being more holistic, integrating more parts of themselves, like all of
more
us.
More sustainable
man.
Products, more like, and then I look at my own waist and I'm just like, oh, it's all right here, girl. And what do you mean change the world? Change your own kitchen.
Man. Oh, did you see the thing where the guy like, I think he was like backpacking through somewhere, but he would like, every piece or every item that he used, be it a burger, a cup, whatever it was, he took that thing and he would attach it to himself. And before you know it, he's got all this stuff that shows what he was like interacting with, our items that he took on in the trash that he generated.
Yeah, how much single use trash.
He was covered in it and he's just waddling.
In one day.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, one day I can fill up a fucking trash can. Like, it's crazy, man.
And where does it all go? Some landfill somewhere.
To somewhere I don't see, but has to exist.
Yeah.
Come on, mushrooms. They said they found a mushroom that eats through non-biodegradable plastic. So if that can exist,
but here's
tight.
The thing. Oh, never mind. Sorry, the bacteria I was thinking about were flesh-eating. Flesh-eating.
Not plastic-eating?
No. I mean, that would help with the whole overpopulation.
It's because didn't
no, in
exist.
India or someplace, or in Indonesia, somewhere, there were too many, like, dead bodies being thrown in the river.
Oh, yeah,
And so they released a whole bunch of, like, some kind of fish or so that were flesh eating, but obviously it didn't go well.
You could have foreseen that well. One,
right?
That's a movie plot.
Pretty obvious,
right?
Let's not put flesh eating bacteria in the river.
100%
People
bathe
exist
in. Yeah, for real.
Yeah. I like that your solution to too much plastic in the world is to have people's skin be eaten off by bacteria.
Flesh eating bacteria. That's what we need.
That sounds. Horrifying.
Sounds the most sophisticated. It must be the right thing.
Right?
Yeah, it seems pretty easy to foresee, like, some of these solutions people come up with. Like, maybe don't fuck with that. Yeah,
why can't we just, like, cremate all the trash?
Have you heard of greenhouse gases?
Just a little bit at a time.
Now it's raining.
No, there are places where they burn trash, but like it's super toxic. So you have to have process the smoke then. And I mean, some people don't. They just burn the shit. And it's, it's another problem that we have.
There's just no solution to anything.
Well, everything is so connected. Honestly, this is one of the hardest questions that you will have in your adult life, is how can I solve this problem without creating more problems?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is all of our lives. I mean, I come up against it all the time. How can I solve this problem? You have to look into the future. Is this going to create more problems? And oftentimes your solution is going to, because all of our lives are interconnected. It's really tricky to find solutions that don't create more problems down the line. Like, it's a hard thing to do in life, personally and on a big level.
Humans are giant problem solvers, you know, but we also can be giant problem creators.
Like, yeah.
It is the game we play, babies.
Yeah. I heard this really interesting thing. This woman was like, instead of phrasing it like, what do you stand for, which automatically makes you just the lead character and hero of your own journey, you have to be the most because you're crusading on this thing, which you stand for. More like, where do I fit and how can I show up, you know, and play my part, which I think puts a little bit more power in your hands and a little bit less like outside of your control. You know what I mean?
I love that. I love that. Over the last few years of like so many issues coming to the forefront that are important, so many power dynamics that are fucking out of whack, everyone getting involved in shit. Especially on social media, you can talk about anything, even if it doesn't do anything, you can at least put your opinion out there. I definitely have started to realize some of that is like, hold on. We only have so much bandwidth as humans. You can only hold emotion, care for so much shit. Mm-hmm. It's not unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
You have so much you can give your attention and your care to in your life. And like, I have really tried to... I care about the world. I try and stay educated on it, but I really try and know, like, where do I fit? Where is my actual sphere of influence?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where, if I care about something, can I actually impact shit? And where am I just spinning on something that I can't control? That's now giving me anxiety.
You're creating another problem.
Stressing, creating more problems, getting me into shit that doesn't help it. It's a really tricky
thing. And
then
I find that I start to argue just for argument's sake. I do a lot, like, just, well, because it's interesting and it's fun. Like, I don't know. Then I'm just like, it's more about being the lawyer and winning the, like, this. I just hate our losses. I almost can't stand even watching, like, courtroom dramas. It's so stupid.
Yeah. Where you're arguing a point
You're not even arguing a point. You're arguing around, like.
Yeah.
It's just horrible the way people What you can, I don't know.
Our minds
it makes
are powerful.
Me so upset.
It's all about what you focus
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you like to do that. And I like to do it too. I like to do it with you. Is like, there is a way where you can just like explore an issue without mm-hmm. having a bunch of stake in it. However, you get to realize just because you're like dancing in it unhear where you're like not being touched by it.
Yeah, someone is dealing with the repercussions.
Someone's dealing with where it's actually way more in their life and personal. I mean, this is something we're all experiencing as humans right now. It's like, if it's outside your experience, like, can you open up to what it might be like? And realize, like, you're able to like dance around and explore the abstracts of an issue, but like for someone else, this might not be that.
Yeah.
This
and
might
the
be
world,
very real.
The world is changing now, like not even just Gen Z, but I mean, it's with the internet. I'm so happy that the internet exists because people can actually find resources. How worthy all those resources are, I don't know. Yeah. And sometimes I find myself on tangents where I'm studying stuff that doesn't freaking matter to my life and I cannot impact, you know, any circumstance. But we're now talking about issues that face other people. And I think the world being more interconnected allows us to at least be conscious of other people's experiences.
Mm-hmm.
How do we wrap this one up? What's the close for this episode?
What's the tip for this episode? Mm-hmm. Teachers don't yell at little baby students. Yeah.
You will find a lot of teachers in your life. Some of them will make you angry and some of them will make you smile. But both are equally as valuable.
A good teacher means something to you throughout your life?
Yep.
Like that impacts you? I don't know. What's another one?
Choose the teachers you want to focus on?
Yeah.
Because life is full of teachers.
Yep, there you go.
Sure,
yep.
Sure.
Choose the teachers you want to focus on.
I like
on,
that.
Maybe, but.
Also, embrace what's natural.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of one of the points. Yeah. Screw
ladies,
it.
Ladies, free bleed?
Yes.
Yeah. Honestly, free bleed. It's right. Such a relief.
Ned's tip.
You heard
free
it.
Bleed.
Hey, thanks so much for watching this episode of the Ned's Classified Pod. To get even more of our silly antics, go ahead and subscribe to our Patreon.